2 weeks ago, unions were given 30 days to agree to a restoration of benefits for current employees, pay raises, and a 401k-style private retirement plan with up to a 25% city match. It's a hard pill for union leaders to swallow. They argue 401k-style plans, which are vulnerable to stock market swings, just don't offer the kind of security needed to retain or attract new talent. But Jacksonville Firefighter Union leader Randy Wise does say the city's newest offer is intriguing.
At face value of what he said, that's intriguing that there is some security there for some piece of security. Again, firefighters, police officers in Jacksonville don't get Social Security. Everybody else gets Social Security. They have that protection, and that's kind of what we're looking for.
The city is now offering to allow new employees to purchase an annuity with a portion of their 401k contribution when they're first hired. An annuity is basically retirement insurance people can pay into and collect upon ending work. It's a guaranteed annual payment managed by an insurance company. So if someone's 401k takes a nosedive after a market crash, they'd still be guaranteed some money. Still, Wise and other union leaders say they want to be part of the state's pension system. Last week, Jacksonville Republican Representative Jason Fisher filed a bill that would make that impossible. It blocks any other municipalities in Florida from joining FRS.
Mr. Fisher just decided he thinks he knows what's best for police officers and firefighters, citizens of Jacksonville, and I disagree with him. Again, to throw water on work that's been going on for 8 years, I think is a little disingenuous.
The city and union leaders will meet again in early February. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.